opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So yesterday, the Border Patrol released some numbers of May 2025. And one of the categories were how many illegal aliens were released into the interior of the United States. You'll be happy to know that number was zero. And it was down from last May. The previous administration, which released 62,000 in the month of May. In May 2025, the Border Patrol encountered 8,725 illegal aliens crossing the southwest border between the ports of entry. This was a 93% decrease from May of 2024, when Border Patrol encountered 117,905 aliens. The CBP's total number of encounters nationwide, including at the ports of entry, averaged approximately 952 per day in May, a 2% decrease from April of 2025. This was the second lowest average daily number of CBP encounters in history. Along the southwest border in May 2025, CBP's total number of encounters decreased 93% from May of 2024. And the story goes on and on and on in each and every category of the significant reductions as it relates to illegal immigrant entry into this country. And guess what? This is amazing. Contrary to what Democrats would have you believe, we did it without immigration reformation. We just simply enforced the rules and the laws on the books. It's amazing. Because everyone would have had you believe that unless we did something to the laws that were on the books, we would never be able to achieve what's being achieved today. In fact, we would never be able to bring about a sense or a landscape of compliance or anything like that. We would never be able to change the mindset of the immigrant desiring to come to this country. And to the contrary, what it's beginning to reveal month after month here is that they're paying attention. They understand that this enforcement is real. We mean what we say. And we do it. We have over a million people that have now self-deported out of the country. We have folks that are simply not trying to come in because they know they're not going to be given the free pass. We have Democrat states and cities that have decided when their economies are hurt by the plethora of social services that they originally gave to the illegal community in their states, that they're now retreating off of that they're beginning to see that once you remove the carrot, you remove the desire. Isn't it hypocritical, though, how important this was to the life and limb of all of these folks that they be provided these services? But the moment in time that they came to the revelation that everyone said was going to happen, that they wouldn't be able to afford to finance these services, when they reach that decision point, what did they decide? To eliminate them. To eliminate the services. And everyone else is a bad person for having said on the front end, you're not going to be able to afford this. It's going to come back and bite you. It cannot happen. The numbers are going to be astronomical. They're not talking about that, though, right? They're not talking about that as they're trying to break into press conferences, as they're trying to demand from Border Patrol agents a warrant, an arrest warrant. I'll let the arm go of this illegal when you present an arrest warrant. Who are these people? And what rights do they feel that they have to stand in the way of legitimate legal law enforcement activities, and then they are upset when they get handcuffed and taken off? And then, of course, you have the governor of the state of New York having stepping in and making sure that the charges are not enforced and that they're immediately dropped, which is what they do for everybody, right? They do that for citizens each and every day, right? You stand in the way of an arrest. You get taken down. You're put on your chest. You're handcuffed. You're taken to jail. And bam, Kathy Hochul's right there to make sure that you get out. We've heard all this conversation about privilege, right? Well, it seems to me that these folks are trying to take advantage and exercise elected official privilege, that they get to stand in the way of law enforcement, stand in the way of arrests being made. Hell, there are states out there, including this one, that has provided an ambit of protection, a piece of landscape that you cannot penetrate while they are effecting an arrest, or you will be arrested, handcuffed, and taken to jail.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Now, these folks that we elect to public office, can they read? Can they comprehend what the law actually says and what it means? All of a sudden, when it comes to the illegal alien community, all of that goes by the wayside, and the administration is a collective group of tyrants that are simply enforcing the laws. And they're demanding of them certain things that are not required. I would suggest to these elected officials that they stop watching as much CSI as they're watching these days in the belief that these individuals are required to have an arrest warrant when dealing with some of these violators. It's not the case. They're misleading you. They must think that we are actually stupid. Now, Senator Alex Padilla, he's unbelievable. He's on the floor of the Senate yesterday talking about this horrific experience that he had as he tried to bully his way into a press conference. Now, he claims he was escorted. It's funny. Go back and watch the video. If you're escorted, why are you having to push people out of your way? Why are you flailing your arms trying to get and clear a path for yourself if you're being escorted? Doesn't identify himself until the tide turns on him, where his physical size is no longer an issue, and you have two or three agents that are standing in his way, pushing him back. All the while, never compliant. If he would simply have complied, he wouldn't have been taken down to the ground. He wouldn't have been placed on his chest. He probably would have been handcuffed, and rightfully so, until they could determine exactly who this guy was and what his intentions were, which is what happens on the street thousands upon thousands upon thousands of times each and every day. I recall when I was sworn in at the U.S. Supreme Court to be able to practice before that court in a not so distant past. And there were folks that decided that they were going to stand up during some argument that was being presented on a case, and they decided that they were going to disrupt the United States Supreme Court. Well, you know what happened? They were immediately dragged to the ground, handcuffed, dragged across the floor of the Supreme Court building, and dragged out of that forum, which is what should have happened to these individuals. And I didn't see Muriel Bowser or any other Democratic leader standing up for these individuals that were doing that, because it is the wrong thing to do. One would think that when we elect people to the U.S. Senate, that these individuals would recognize that this type of behavior should be beneath them. And then the audacity to go to the Senate floor and cry about the experience. Really? You were the one that decided to take the risk. And it's absolutely incredible how Democrats are responding to this, right? The country is falling apart. This is executive authority, especially in the Department of Homeland Security, running out of control, said Senator Tina Smith from Minnesota. Do the member of Congress need security details to defend themselves from the executive branch? God, I hope not. Well, if you mind your own business and you want something to say, you have the forum to say it. You have one of the most incredible forums in the world to express your dissatisfaction of anything. It's called the floor of the U.S. Senate. It's certainly not barging in or grabbing hold of an illegal alien and demanding of law enforcement certain things that you have no standing. You don't represent that individual. You're a candidate for mayor of the city of New York. You are just looking for publicity. This is all performative. But we're running out of control. Who's running out of control? The only reason you need to defend yourself and have security is because you're acting like a jackass. Plain and simple. and you're trying to convince this country otherwise, you must think we are stupid. As Representative Mike Lawler, a Republican from New York, said, why don't y'all just stop using this as a means of self-promotion in an effort to make yourself relevant in advance of an election? Absolutely true. But to Democrats, the images of the suit and tie clad Mr. Landner being manhandled showed a chilling turn in the country's politics. Really? No, what has changed is that you've decided to get between yourself, between an illegal alien and law enforcement, who's there, ironically, and this is truly ironic, enforcing the laws that you and others, as members of Congress, placed on the books. Representative Hakeem Jeffries, who has totally lost his mind as the Democratic House leader, the aggressive targeting of Democratic elected officials by the Trump administration will invariably result in law-abiding public servants being marked for death by violent extremists. Targeting? You're the ones creating the disruption. Who's targeting you? The truth be told, most of you are so inconsequential that these law enforcement agents that are working in the field, they don't even know who the hell you are. They have no idea that you are a senator or a House member or otherwise. Why should they? Because in their life, you are of no consequence. They're out there trying to do a job that they've taken an oath to do, to enforce the laws of the federal government. You decided that you want to step in the way of them exercising that authority, not them targeting you. Act like an ass and you're going to be treated like an ass. Plain and simple. I ask again, where are these people from? Ladner, the candidate for the mayor of the city of New York, you know, he's running, I don't know, probably close to dead last in the polls. So we're going to use federal law enforcement officers, put their lives at risk, and act like the ass. I'm not going to release this individual until you show me an arrest warrant. Really? No, that's not how this works, dude. You're going down. You have no standing here. You have no role here. You don't get to stand between law enforcement and a violator. It doesn't work that way. You want to talk about anarchy? That's the best picture of it. You want to talk about degrading a democracy? You're seeing it live in living color. When they decide what you have the legal authority to do or not based on their whim, and then they want to go to the Senate floor and cry like a baby. I guess he suffered from PTSD from being put down on the ground on his chest and handcuffed. Really? Are you kidding me? This is an absolute joke. And if they don't think that they are stoking the fire of fools out there that want to do the same silly crap that you're doing every moment of every day, and that you might be the individual that will suffer the consequences of somebody else's idiocracy, you've lost touch with reality. You have lost touch with the reality. And I'll remind these members of Congress, you have the most powerful forum in the country. You have a place, the sacred halls of Congress. And I will remind you, of how you described that place in the aftermath of January 6th to say exactly what you need to say about anything that's going on in this country. And you can do so with safety and security and without putting anybody else at risk, namely my brothers and sisters in law enforcement across this country. Eat a smart pill. Look yourself in the mirror. Because you are making a fool of yourself, and you're making this country look like we are a band of idiots. We'll be right back.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.